saya. Dibuat ini, kena organ di sini kan dibuat?
Eh?
Organ di sini dibuat?
Wah, niat.
Niat. Ini yang kami jalan. Kalau dah itu.
And you see, Libagi was the son of this person, Murjil's nephew. And does Libagi, did he have any children? Well, of course, don't you see Nayyar? Oh, I know now, yes, I know Nayyar, that's it. That's a descendant of this fellow who took that fleet to Kabimaila. Then, how come they can be going that far astray, first to Kabin Mailang and then coming back? They went up way up north and missed these islands. Well, because the navigators were not Lajirik. Nobody could beat the Lajirik, and there was no Lajirik navigators on those fleet, on the fleet. Yes, the Lajirik, they are good navigators. Didn't we mention that their Oninak, their spirits, came all the way from Yap, and they possessed these supernatural power. Have you heard about the Chine, the white sand crab? Well, it also swam here from Yap, same place. It is again one of those Wanyanak of the Lajirik, again it is signifying the power of this and superiority in navigation of this clan. He's reciting it now. And his woman landed here on Majorak Island, Majorak, or a place named Majorak. And Majorak is between Tailap and what we call this island here? Wuliga. Yes, this island, yeah, Wuliga. Who are the Kamin Mailang's people descended now here in this island? Oh, those, do you know? Well, I do not know, trying to come to think of it. I thought there were quite a few, but, oh yes, there are two women now on Tabal. Who are they? Oh, Luunta and her daughter? But the men, I think all of them died. You know, there's Kapimanigar, they really are no fighters, they are cowards. They got them on the canoes, they came with us. And, oh yes, I remember a man, he's on Oje now. Let's see. Who is he? That young man,
Oh,
Yes, that young man who came recently. You know, he came to Wajay and worked for a while and he was adopted by that family. Oh, is it Kintaro? Yes, that's the one, Kintaro. Does he know about his other compatriots? Those people who first, the descendant of his people from Katmandu. Oh, yes, he knows them. Wasn't it Lijibel who adopted him? Yes, Lijibel adopted him and he's now in Oje. He's married now here. Other people, as those people navigate, they know navigation. There are some, they know some, they can recite some of these chants, but I don't know, they seems to be no good when it comes to the practical application of it. How about that chants they call it, Alewan Lainjin, Lainjin's song. Do you know that? Yes, that can be counted as one of the more important navigation chant. This, yes, I give credit for that. And that man, that Lainjin, was a good navigator, was a famous man. Isn't that the one we've just heard? We just played and we listened. Yes, but you know, it's kind of strange. All of it is not about navigation. Some part of it is about sailing and things that are not really navigation. Which part of it you say is about rolling up this sail and oh, how about this part? Then he repeated it. You see that part, it says Punim Mejimoro. I think roughly in English would be where life depends. Well, this is all is referring to the sheet, the rope that you pull in and let go the sail, because sailing, if you let it go, if you pull it in when wind's getting heavier, that might be the end of the boat. And that is why the men who stay there, they said he handles life and death. The life and death in his hand. And you know, it's about the sail, it's not about navigation. So you see, they are good navigators, but if you see how scattered they are, they know the Bebenato, the history and the chance, but they do not seem to be consistent. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, and not one. And do you know part of Lainjin's chant? Alon Lainjin, Lainjin's song? I used to know, but I forget it now. How can you people remember all those things? There's so much of it that you come into memory. Well, yes, it's not easy. But going back to that chance again, Do you remember the part they chant about Lewa and Lamatal, the two men who brought canoe, to who taught the Marshallese how to build canoe? They did not even go into telling us where the boat was built. It's inadequate. What was it? Why did they build the boat? Well, they built it in Bikini, on an island, in a place named Nam. Where is this place located? Is it on the main island of Bikini? Yes, it is on the main island of Bikini. Is that so? You know I was in Bikini before. Well, that place, that Watu, is a little bit this way from, you know, the place they call Lomuli. They chant is like this. Lewa and Lamatal, each one of them is carrying an axe, and, well, the rest of it. And while they were building this boat, the first boat's name is Jedui, the boat that was built by Lewa and Lamatal. And you know, it's pretty hard to describe because I'm no shipbuilder to name that particular part and the way they plan up the boat. But there is a certain part of the boat that when it's wrong, the way you do it, if it goes down, then the boat won't be a seaworthy. And the Jedui, that is why they have a name for that particular kind of mistake in deciding the angle of that, the end of the boat. And they said Lamatal didn't do it right because Lewa was stealing his wife. Every time they're working, Lewa will go and have a good time. And in order to avoid making that mistake, then we have to recite this magic chant. And then here he recited. Then after you work and make those lines while you're reciting that chant on that piece of log, then you turn to the other side, recite the same chant again while you put all those lines. And did you say who was stealing whose wife? Oh, Lewa was stealing Lamatal's wife. And you see that there are two, have you heard that about two birds, two care, white tern, flying on the west side of Bikini? Well, those two birds, you'll see a black mark on their breast. It's unusual for the, not generally seen on that kind of birds. Well, they claim that those are the handle of the ads. You see, people long time ago carry their ads this way on their shoulder, and it's the pattern of that black spot on their breast is it's like an ads, and They say that Lama and Lamdas ends. So when you sail and you see those two birds, you cite this chant, and when you see these two, those boys carrying nets, you know that they are the Bikinian boys. This is a very rough translation. Well, I do not know what you think about whether or not they are true, but these are things to remember. It may not be really, that doesn't mean those are boys, but by making and weaving a story, it's easy to memorize it. This is the commentator's comments. I think these are what we call mnemonic devices, and by making a story and weaving it around, the two boys are two, then it's easy for them people to remember a whole story and not just mere facts. And making a chant and making a very rhythmic beat, it's fun to recite them, and then easier to remember. Oh yes, I think it's very important that they make these things, because by making them it's easy to remember everything. We can say that it's a charts and sextants and compass all combined together by making the chants. You have your books, navigation books and everything, but through the chants. You remember sometimes ago, I remember when you were probably too young, but your father, Claude, went to see Labario, Chief Labario, and they sent for me. I was living in Ligurig at that time. Ligurig is the southeast part of Jabor Island. And they say, Labari wants to see you. He and Claude and all the rest of the chiefs, Iroges, are there. They want to ask if you can sail to Namrik. And I said, Well, I cannot. Namrik is all by itself, and it's put, if I miss it, it's too bad. So they said, but they insist that you must go. At least go and have breakfast with them. So I went and we had breakfast, and they asked me again. Well, Joshua, I said, if you cannot find it, then tell us so that we can look for another navigator. Then only Chief Deming said, oh yes, he can find it. Then Claude said, you know, I never miss it, not because I know the wave pattern, but I always take sights. I take the sun, and I always find it. But then the following morning, they wanted again. Oh, what boat was that, by the way? Oh, Miriba, Labario's boat. Anyway, the following day, same thing again. I did not want to say it since they questioned my ability, so I was trying to play. So again, the third morning, they called me in and said, so I said, well, if I see the wood, the shallow, the wood, you know, like a coral head, they use coral head to designate even shoal. The word wood is not only coral heads, but and it's not only the reef around the islands, but also sometimes they refer to these shallow places in the ocean as wood. Well, so if I can see the water that runs the length from all the way from Namrik to Kili, then I won't miss it because all I do is just follow it. Then Claude said, there is no water there. Oh yes, there is the water. I haven't seen any. He was quite insistent in his argument. So I said, well, how about this chant? Then I recited this chant, and he recited. And when it was over, is that right? You mean that you can sail there? Well, if I cannot miss it, then you know, there's one word running all the way from Namrik to Kili. It's pretty hard to miss it. Then he said, you're sure that there is a word? Oh, yes. And I described the word. Then your father said, well, you'll make it all right. You'll see it if you can describe it in that detail. And so we went to the Japanese office and get me permission to sail the Meriba. Then I remember, well, on our way, Lilidu and Augoch. Augoch has learned some navigation, but Lilidu was the purser on that boat. They became very impatient when we did not see Namrik right away. So they say, hey, it is 9 o'clock already and Namrik is not here. They do not know about the certain time of the year when the current toward the east is very strong and it's pretty hard to get to Namrik because it keeps pushing away from the island. And they said, well, besides, what kind of a sailing is this? When we sail to Namrik, we go to Kili first, and then from Kili, you make the course. Then I said, sarcastically, he didn't say sarcastically, but I know he implies it. So I said, why didn't you tell me so? So I said, then Augoch, the little navigator, said, according to the way I was taught, it was said that when you sail and you miss, you do not see this particular kind of wave, he named it, I cannot recognize the name, then you know the island is lost. Then I said, how about if the buoy is still there? Buoy is one thing in navigation, one of those terms of certain pattern. I said, how about if you still see the pattern? And then Agua says, talking of the boat, you made that up yourself. And I said, oh, is that so? So while sitting and waiting on the boat, I saw that bird that flying over from Namrik, and we have a name for that, the Kakalak. And then it is connected with something on shore also, a plant, which when you skin the outer bark, the inner bark, it's partly white and partly black. And also this bird has partly black and partly spot. Anyway, when I asked them this question, they did not ask me about it, but they said, yes, there is one there, but they were not trying to question me further about it, which shows me that they did not know enough navigation, because if they were not if they were good navigators, they fired their curiosity and they would have asked me more. So I didn't bother with them anymore. So after we found land and we went ashore and they went and looked up these things, now he became interested. He came to me and asked me if I can teach him navigation. I was so mad at him. He said, what do you think I am, a fool? After you ridiculed me on the boat, then you come back and ask me now to teach you. You know that teacher of yours, the man who said you taught you, he was one of my sailors. He learned by watching what I was doing. I didn't teach him, and then now you come to he came to challenge me. He said, I won't teach you. Go back to him and ask him to teach you. I think another reason they were mad at me, because when they said, what course shall we steer to? And I said, my father and my uncles don't know how to read the compass. They steer by the star. Therefore, follow that star. What is on the compass, it's up to you. But I can always tell if you do not steer clear, I shall then tell you. Then Aukuchi, how about if it's covered by the star? Then it's too bad, because that's all I can tell you, to steer the star. And then you'll have to look it up in the compass yourself and see what the compass said. And then I also asked them about a certain boogie, what we call it, things that's reef that go out in the water. It'd be like a cave, not a cave, or like a cave, except it's no land on it. And then they said, oh yes, so I give the chant that tells what it's all about. It's very important navigation. So after I told them that, so I steer the boat. I tell them to follow that star. And when they say, now what does the compass say? You sailors know how to read it. You read and steer according to the direction as it is shown on the compass. Then he kept talking to me about boat. So I said, have you heard this? The thing that the navigators, famous navigators from the north used to say. Then he chants that part about boat, that certain pattern. And he said he never heard about it. So he said, there is no such thing. You made that up yourself. And I was really mad at him that night. So when that trip was over and August came and asked me for teaching, I said, no, you go back to the man who taught you. Maybe he can teach you more than I can. How old were you when you first learned to navigate? Well, I was quite young, very young. I was still a very young boy.
I was a little bit of a